Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Like Mother, Like Daughter podcast. I'm Lauren, the daughter.
And I'm Jamie, the mother, and we're so happy to be back with you this week, recording episode 2.
And are you going to say the episode number every single time we record every single week like you did last year?
You never know. You never know. But I do think it's kind of cool to have it be 2 and 2, episode 2, season 2.
No, I agree. It was just like last year, like, oh, it's the 17th episode. It's the 23rd episode. It was a little like, okay, like, I don't know if they really care. But, you know, I was appreciating you with the numerical skills over there.
Yeah, it's easy to keep track of this time around right now, at least.
Yeah, because we're on number 2.
Yep. All right, so let's get to it. Let's go into our lights.
Okay. Do you want to start with your low light of the week?
You know, my low light, you should start.
Okay. So my low light of the week, unfortunately, I just kind of had some like resurfacing anxieties come up in the last week or so, related to like typically when I was at school, it's usually related to like social things and friends and all of that kind of stuff. I'm sure many people can relate to that. And so that's kind of just been like on the forefront of my mind. It's just been a little hard. And as a result of that, I haven't been sleeping really well, which is like really like frustrating when you don't get enough sleep. And it just kind of brought me back. Like, I remember there was, like, times, like, I don't know. I feel like in the last, like, year or two, especially since I started picking up, like, reading as a habit, I've slept a lot better at night. It's, like, a really good way to, like, calm my brain before I go to sleep. Unless, obviously, there's, like, a special circumstance like there was in the last few days. And, you know, last night I think I put my phone away, or not even my phone. I put my phone away, then I put my Kindle away, and then I go to sleep. I think I put my Kindle away at like midnight. I didn't fall asleep till like after 2, which is like not great. And the night before was also pretty similar. And then you just start getting like anxiety about like falling asleep and like getting frustrated. Like, I remember there was like one point in the night where I was like, I like slammed my pillow. I was like, ugh, like I'm so frustrated. Like, why can't I just like turn my brain off and go to sleep? And, you know, and then I start doing all the like things you do, like the breathing exercises and the music and the like all of that stuff and the counting and, you know, like all that stuff. And like nothing was working until I finally like actually picked up my book again and I read for a little while, and then I think I fell asleep after that. So that was a little annoying. It's just also frustrating, all the other things that I'm going through, just having a hard time and feeling a little lonely sometimes, and I don't have that many people in my corner who have my back, and it can be really challenging. So if anyone else is going through something similar, you're not alone. I'm here for you also. I can help you through it. I've been around the block many times. Yeah, I don't like to talk about this too much on the podcast because I tend to want to keep things positive, and I also don't want to, like, you know, draw attention to, like, some things that have been going on, and I'm trying to keep it pretty, like, ambiguous and, like, not share the details because it's no one's story. Like, my story doesn't need to be told. I don't need to share this, like, to the world, but just kind of generally feeling a little frustrated and lonely and upset about some of this stuff.
Well, I'm going to jump in on that. First of all, I think it's very brave season for you, Lauren, to share that. I think a lot of people go through times like that, and I think it helps to normalize it, and having you say that you are struggling a little bit helps other people know that they're not alone. So I think that that's really helpful, and you always know that I have you in my heart, and I am here for you always. I hope you realize. So I want you to know that. And that's kind of where I would say my low is, because, and I think I might have shared this at one point last year, in episode whatever it was. No, I'm kidding. but I think that what happens is that as a mother, so for all those mothers or grandmothers out there, who are listening, because there are some of you I know on our, who that, you know, can identify that when your children feel down or are struggling, it is a low point for you too. Parents worry a lot about their kids, or grandparents do. And I think, so whenever I hear that you're not doing well, it's like not easy for me. And one of the things that I tend to do is like, it's like I go right into the kitchen. It's like a habit. I go right into the kitchen. And I start eating cheese or crackers. I'm just saying it's something I notice about what I do is that I'll like just start munching on something as if that's going to help. Not usually. So, you know, I think there's like a saying, something about you're only as happy as your most unhappy child. And so sometimes when parents see their kids are struggling, they are unhappy. So I think that my low was just when I was hearing that and trying to help you strategize and try to work on some of those, what your plans were going to be and how you're going to approach that and all that was something that I felt like I wanted to help with. But it was, you know, hard. It's hard when you're struggling, and your brother too. So Max, we feel you when you're struggling too.
For sure. And I think, well, I totally get the mother aspect of it. And like, I'm sure it's a whole different ball game. I think just like when you come from such a close family, like you feel these feelings no matter what, like whether it be you're having a hard time or Max having a hard time or dad or whoever it is, like I always, it kind of like, it weighs heavy on me as well. And I think that's why family is so, I mean, it's like so great to have you guys and know that like we're all here to help each other and like through the highs and the lows. And you know, whenever these things happen to me, I'm just reminded again, like of that lesson of just how important your family is. So, you know, go give your fam a hug, tell them you love them. Well, or a virtual hug. It's right. Like I can have you right now.
It's right in the theme of the podcast. Okay. So let's go into the mediums. Do you have a medium light you wanted to share?
Yeah. So actually my medium and my highlight are like in the time that we're recording this podcast are actually in the future, but they won't be when this episode comes out. So that's why I'm kind of like seeking into the future. But recruitment is my medium light because I think it has like the ups and the downs. That's kind of why I picked it as my medium light. Seniors don't have to do recruitment, at least in my sorority. I know other sororities you have to. But I will be prepping tomorrow, and prep is like my favorite round anyways of recruitment. It's like the most chill, and it's just like I feel like you have the most meaningful conversations and you see like the most about like what the sororities are all about. So I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, that's like pretty much it. I went and had like practice for it and all of that yesterday. And I just think like recruitment in general has just kind of like, I mean, that's kind of like what happens around this time of year. It's just like all everyone's talking about. And I have freshmen that I'm friends with that are going through recruitment, and I like have seen them a lot recently and trying to help them and talk them through it. And my other friends in other sororities, we've been kind of like comparing and sharing about it. So that's kind of just like what the time is right now.
Good medium. Great medium light. So I'm going to go with them for my medium. We had plans with some cousins the other night, and it was a really nice time. We went out for dinner, met, you know, medium way, because one of the cousins lives in the city. And it was really just nice to connect with them. We ate outside. We had really good salads. And it was just nice to be with everybody and talk. And, you know, I'm not always so good about making plans with people. And so I love that these cousins, like, make it a routine of, like, getting together. I think it's so important. And I wish I was better at it. I'm not really sure. I feel like I could do an episode. I feel like that's, like, a decent episode title, like, socialization or something. We have to mark that in.
Sure. Talk about that
and talk about some of our anxieties around that, making plans. But anyway, it was really nice to see everybody and catch up, and then driving home with your aunt was fun too, because we got to talk to you. So that was a good night all around. There's my medium.
For sure. And I'm trying to not do the thing where I like comment on every single one of your things. But really quickly, I was talking to Dad the other day, and I was like, "Oh, very soon, like enough, I'll be starting to come to the cousin plan." So it's kind of fun.
When you know, when you were younger, but
yeah, well, when I was home, like in high school and stuff. But now I feel like I'm like an adult now. Like I'm in the club.
Yeah, you sure are. You're right there in the club. You've always been beyond mature beyond your years. Thank you so much. So okay, your highlight.
And my highlight this week, going hand in hand with recruitment, is bid day. And bid day is like obviously like a lot of fun, just because it's like exciting to like welcome the new members into the house, and everyone gets dressed up and in theme and all of that. I guess I can say it because this episode's not going to come out till after bid day, but our theme is like a biker theme, Harley Davidson. Yeah. So that's a lot of fun. I'm excited for that, though. It's just part of some of my anxieties. I know, like, once I'm there, I'm going to be, like, happy about it. And it's just, like, my last one, so I'm going to try as much as I can. You know, like, the anxiety and anticipation is obviously part of it, but I'm really going to focus on, like, making it enjoyable and, like, seeing the positives of it despite there being some challenges. But overall, I am like trying to get into that like mood, because this is my like last bid day and I want it to be memorable and fun. And for seniors, it's definitely like a fun thing to do. Like everyone kind of takes it to the next level. So I'm excited about that.
You got it, girl. All right. And the highlight, you know, it was that Jewish New Year of Rosh Hashanah the other night, and we, you know, my tradition has become that I make a challah, and so I really had some fun with the dough. This, like, I made 5 pretty decent sized challahs. So one that I brought to Mima and Papa's house for dinner the other night, and then one that I sent to you and Max, and one that I sent to Zoe, and so that was fun. But I really had a nice time celebrating.
That sounds really nice.
Oh, you didn't know?
No, that's really nice.
Thanks. I thought so too. So, was, you know, just nice to spend the holiday. It was just Mima and Papa and Dad, Jack and I. And we had a nice
squad and a half
bringing in of the new year, the Jewish New Year. It's 5782, I believe. And I don't know. That was my highlight. It was just a nice thing. And I just want to also mention, I know last week my highlight was all about like getting back on the running kick. And I have run, I think, a total of 4 times.
Wow.
You know, maybe in like 7 or 8 days. So it's good, and going to continue on with that. So
that's amazing. I didn't realize Rosh Hashanah counted in this week, but I would have maybe made that my highlight because I went to Chabad and I had a really nice time.
I feel like it did, because it was just a few days ago.
Well, I always think of like the like Mother like Daughter Week as like Wednesday to Wednesday.
Oh, you're probably right. Well, but
that's like my lights this week were like thinking ahead.
Oh, okay. Then maybe I.
But that's okay. It's fine. That's what makes this kind of confusing, because we like the schedule we record and the schedule we like upload is different, so it doesn't work so great. But it's okay.
It works. It's okay. It's all right.
It works. That's all that matters.
So, for our topic of the week this week, we were, you know, kind of interested in sort of talking about like a theme each month. So this month, in honor, because it's like a back to school month. And I mean, I don't know if it's really a back to school month for you because you've started in August, I think. But I think that, you know, September's always like feel like fall and back to school. And it's also like the Jewish New Year. And so we wanted to take a look at kind of a theme of beginnings. So one of the first things that I did was I took a look at some of the synonyms for the word beginning. So I don't know if you have anything that you would think of in mind, but here's some of the ones that they just had on the like thesaurus website. So introduction, onset, opening, outset, inception, inauguration, creation, and birth. But what's something that comes to mind when you think of beginnings?
Hmm. I wasn't really prepared for this question. I would say, like, when I think of beginning, I kind of think of the idea of, like, the word chance. Like, it's a chance to, like, change it up or keep it the same, I guess. And it's just, like, a fresh start, and you can kind of, like, do whatever you want with that. And then the other thing I was saying before we were recording, kind of, like, thinking about the idea of beginnings, was I think beginnings, like, you can't really have a beginning without an ending. So usually, like, if something is ending or coming to a close, like, something else is starting. You know, like, when we end camp, that's, like, a sad ending. But, like, there's also a new beginning coming, like, with starting school or whatever that might be. So I feel like that's kind of what comes to mind, I guess.
So, you know, I was thinking about it too. And I think, like, you're putting it into such a nice, like, exciting light when you say, like, it's a chance. I liked that. Like, it's a new opportunity and a new chance. And I think, like, along with that, like, I love that and thinking about it, but sometimes it can be really scary. Like, I get just about first times and beginnings, not to the point that it, like, stops me from doing things, but, you know, that adrenaline rush, or, like, the nerves, the butterflies in your stomach. Like, I was thinking about, like, you know, every time when it's the first day of camp, I always get a little bit nervous, you know, even me, and I've been doing it for so many years, because you want things to go just right, and you want things to, you know, be in a good place for everyone and all of that stuff. But I also think it can be exciting and fun. I remember when I was little, like, I would go to bed the night before school and, like, never be able to sleep that night. Like, I couldn't get myself settled to fall asleep the night before my first day of school. I feel like you guys, that was like that for you. Like, I think a lot of it is an excitement, but I'm sure some of it is a little bit of stress and nerves, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. I would say, like, I don't know, something that you, when you were talking about this, that I just kind of, like, started thinking back about a little bit, is that I feel like in the last, like, couple years or so, like, honestly, like, since after my, like, first or second year of college, and I don't know if this has anything to do with COVID or not. Maybe it does. We can, like, dissect that. But I almost feel like I've gotten a little, like, numb to beginnings and endings. Like, I feel like maybe it's just, like, when you go to college, like, there's so much, like, flip-flopping, and, like, you're always kind of, like, adjusting. Like, there's always beginnings going on. Like, every time you come home and you leave and all of that. And I just feel like I've kind of, like, I'm not processing them as much. And, like, so therefore I'm not as nervous. Like, when I was, like, thinking about coming back to school, like, throughout the whole summer, I was like, it's too far away. Like, can't think about it. Like, I just want to focus on the present. But then by the time it came around, like, I didn't even have time to even start getting nervous, because it wasn't, like, hitting me that I was even coming back to school until, like, I was here. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm already here, so I can't really be nervous about it anymore. Like, it's too late now. And I remember when, like, camp started, like, I don't know. I mean, I was working at camp for a lot of weeks, like, leading up. But, like, by the time it started, it just, like, felt like, okay, like, it wasn't really, like, so, like, I wasn't really feeling anything. I remember, like, you were saying, like, the first day of school, like, I'm sure as a kid I used to be, like, super nervous and, like, I would not be able to sleep. But, like, this year, the first day of class, like, it didn't faze me at all. I just went to bed, and then, like, I woke up. Like, I don't know why. Like, maybe my anxieties have also just kind of been shifting in different directions. But, like, I'm just, like, feeling not as nervous to start. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm sure we'll talk about this a lot throughout these next couple months before I graduate. But I'm, like, not even nervous to graduate. And, like, that's all everyone's talking about, is, like, how they don't want college to end. And they just, like, want to stay forever. And they're not ready to be a real adult and all of that stuff. And, like, I just, like, don't care. Like, I'm just, like, moving through. I don't know if this makes sense. I'm just kind of, like, talking in real time. But I just feel like beginnings, like I'm just kind of doing them, not really like giving it much thought.
I love that. I think like, you know, I was thinking, okay, well, we're going to probably get to a point in this episode where we're talking about some like strategies or ways to kind of, you know, get into it. Just, you know, do what you're doing, because a lot of people do have trouble with it and are nervous about things. And so I think it would be helpful to kind of think about what we do to help with those things. But there's, you know, there's such a positive on the beginnings too, because when you think about like, it's like when you finish a book and then you get to read a new book, like, you know, now with a Kindle, it's a little different, but I remember like going to a store and like sitting there with like piles of books and which one am I going to pick? And like, which one do I get to like open up for the first time, and how like that feeling of opening that book or.
That's so weird you mentioned that. I was like thinking about like, I kind of want to go to a library soon. Like I just need to do that one of these days.
Yeah, we do love a good library. But, you know, or like the first time you hear like a new song, or the first time, you know, like there's something about the first time that is like exciting and nerve-wracking a little bit, but there's probably just this anticipation and this unknown of what it's going to be like. And there's a lot of, I'm trying to find the word, but like, I'm not sure if it's excitement, but there's just a lot of buildup in terms of like that first new time of doing something. And I think that there's, you know, that makes it exciting. We need to embrace it. It's just interesting, because as you were talking too, I was thinking like, God, in the work that I do, every year I get an ending and a beginning. But not every job has that.
Mm-mm. That's a good point.
Like maybe things cycle. And so like in the, you know, month end, you do certain things, or, you know, I can't really say
teachers
that.
Teachers have beginnings and endings all the time too.
What's that?
Teachers.
Teachers have too.
But it's have the opposite of you. Correct.
But like, it's just like, I'm thinking about dad and his job. Like he doesn't really have like, I don't think, like a beginning to the year and an end of the year and a cycle and like how, you know, I mean, it's just interesting. Not every job has it. So I guess I'm kind of fortunate in that way that like there's a new chapter starting and that's super exciting. And then that ends and there's closure at the end. And, you know, I always say like at the end of the summer, if everyone isn't crying on the last day, or we're not getting a lot of people crying, then it wasn't a great summer. Like if you kind of, the goal is to have everybody crying on the last day because they're so sad it's over.
And a lot of those, so you should be proud in that sense.
So, you know, I think it's.
Remember there was one group of girls that like cried like the whole day.
Thank you for saying that about the emotional kids crying on the very last day. There was a whole group of them huddled together, bawling their eyes out. Didn't want to say goodbye to their counselors and their CITs and each other and all that stuff. So there are a lot of emotions at the beginnings, and there can be a lot of emotions at the ends of things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're usually pretty different emotions.
Yeah, I feel like. For sure. That's the goal.
I don't know. True. But like we were saying before, like every beginning is an opportunity to like give you a good ending.
Well, and you know, one of my favorite quotes says, make it a great day or not, the choice is yours. So every day you have an opportunity for a new beginning. Like when you wake up in the morning, there's an opportunity for a new beginning.
No, it's true. It's like there's never going to be another like September 11th again. I mean, that's today's date, and like we can talk about 9/11 too, but not related to like what I'm saying, but like there isn't another September 11, 2021 ever again. So like you have this day and that's it to like do whatever you please with it. But like it's never going to come around again.
What's that other quote about the present? A gift of something about like it's a gift because it's the present or whatever. You remember? Like
it's like every day is a gift. That's why it's called the present or something like that.
Right. Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, but it's true. Every day is a chance to make it a great day. So you have a beginning on every day.
And I think that's just how life is. Like you are born, that's your beginning, and then you die, and that's your end. And like, what are you going to do in that whole time to make it the best you can?
Yep. I I think that's great. So if you were to, I mean, piggybacking on that, if you were, you know, because there are so many people that have such a struggle with the change between the endings and the beginnings, what are some of the ways that you've learned to cope with it? Or
I would say, like, well, I don't know if this is a good or a bad strategy, but I was talking about this before when I was, like, talking about how I was, like, thinking about going back to school. I really try not to let, like, things that are really far away, like, get in the way of the present. I mean, I think, like, when it's closer, like, there's opportunities to, like, do more things to make it better or, like, just prepare yourself for those experiences. But I would say, like, if something is coming, like, you know, like, for people, for example, if anyone's listening right now who's also a senior that is graduating college this year, like, try your best to, like, not, I mean, most of you are probably graduating in May. So, like, try your best to, like, not worry about what happens after you graduate in May and, like, think about what you can do right now to make your senior year, like, the most special you can. And it only, like I said, it only comes around once, and it's not worth, like, thinking about that, especially just because, like, things are, like, as we've seen the last, like, year and a half with this crazy pandemic, like, life is always changing, and, like, you know, it's hard for me, like, I'm a big planner, I get it, like, I get wanting to, like, know what comes next and have it all together, but it doesn't do you any good to, like, worry about something that is so far away that you don't have any control over in the present moment. So, like, that's the first thing I would say. And then I would say, like, when that time does come for whatever beginning that you're, like, anticipating, like, try to come up with ways that make it seem, like, less daunting and kind of break it down and, like, in the individual, like, components of that. You know, like, for example, like, let's say you're starting school, you know? I don't know, I'm thinking back to, like, high school or something like that. And, you know, you get your schedule and you get your teachers, you know, start, like, thinking about, you know, asking around, like, for the, like, what the class is like and talking to people about the different teachers. You know, the night before, like, pack your backpack, you know, pick out what you're going to wear the first day. You know, try to, like, if you know you might have a hard time sleeping, like, try to go to bed on the earlier side so it gives you more time. Like, you know, just, like, a mentally kind of just get yourself in the mindset, like, oh, what am I going to do when I wake up? Like, kind of walk your brain through the steps and kind of, like, say, like, okay, well, first I'm going to get out of bed. Then I'm going to brush my teeth. Like, take it one moment at a time rather than, like, this whole, you know, big thing. And just know that, like, with every anxiety, kind of, like, you know, most of the time, and this is, like, why anxiety is such a terrible thing sometimes, but, like, there is no evidence that really tells you that you're not going to get through it. So, like, just have it in your brain that, like, okay, this might be scary in the moment, but, like, I know after I'm going to get through it and it's all going to be okay. I was actually having a moment like that really recently in one of my classes. I got to the class and they're like, oh yeah, we're practicing presentations today. Like, I'm giving you an assigned piece. You have 10 minutes to, like, talk about it, and then you're going to present. And I was like, okay. And in a few years ago, a past version of myself would have, like, freaked out. Like, maybe I would have, like, left the class. Like, I don't even know. I have had a really bad history with presentations. I didn't even tell you about this. That's how big of a deal it, like, actually wasn't. But,
amazing.
You know, I stood up in front of the class. I mean, I was with a group of people, and, like, it was our turn. And I was staring at the audience, and, like, I felt myself getting, like, a tad nervous to talk. But then I was in my head. I'm like, okay, in 5 minutes, the bell's going to ring or whatever. The class will be over, and I'm going to, like, get my backpack and I'm going to walk out. Like, nothing's going to happen between now and then. Like, I'm going to get through it. And that's something that I've kind of tried to remind myself of whenever I have, like, scary or anticipating things coming up.
I love that. So what I wanted to share was, I remember when I was reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. I don't know how he pronounces it. One of the things, the chapters that I read was, all talking about beginning with the end in mind. And I think they talk about, like, your death and what do you want people to say about you at your funeral or something like that. And I know that that's scary. That's, like, you know, really the end, but I'm not going that far, but I really want to think about, you know, when I try to, oh, you want to share something?
Oh no, I was going to say that made me think about this activity that I think you've done with staff for, and I did it with my CITs, I think it was last summer, like the paper plate award.
Yeah.
Where you have them like write down like what they want to be remembered for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like what this is like. Beginning with the end in mind is kind of like, okay, well, how do you want people to think of you? Or what do you want your kids to say about you? What are the, you know, I don't know, just, and in that, if your goal is to be, you know, somebody who works really hard, then what does that look like? What are the steps that you take each day to get to that ending point? So, you know, kind of like I was thinking, okay, well, that was one of the reasons why I was like, you know what? I want to start exercising again because A, I know it relieves stress. B, it's really good to be outside and get physical activity in. C, I want to be healthy. The end goal in mind is like, okay, I want to be able to, you know, run 3 miles without a lot of, you know, stopping or whatever it is. But you have to start somewhere, and maybe the end, like in thinking about that, okay, well, this is what I want the end to look like. I want to, you know, I want to make people proud of me. I want to be somebody my kids can look up to. This is just one of those things that, you know, they see me as an active, healthy person. Like, that's a good thing. So those are kinds of some of the things that come through my head. Well, how does that look? And what are the ways that I need to accomplish that? And one of them, like you just said, maybe you go to bed earlier because like you need to wake up a little bit earlier in order to add something else to your day. So, you know, how are you going to structure your day? What kind of, you know, schedule do you want that to look like? From this time to this time, I'm going to do this. From this time, I'm making my lunch to take to work, whatever it is, so that you can accomplish all of those goals. So it's, in other words, beginning with the end in mind. It's a really great strategy, I think.
Totally agree. I feel like we're saying a lot of similar things.
Yeah.
But I think hopefully they're pretty helpful.
Right. So you don't really have to, I guess what you know, we're trying to point out is like that the beginnings, you know, can be fun. It's really all about where you put your headspace and your mindset and how you think about it. You can choose to be nervous and kind of paralyzed and stressed, or you can try some of these strategies. I'm not saying everything is going to work for everyone. We're not saying we're experts on any of these things. We're not claiming to be, but these are some of the ways that you can help make it easier each time you have a new beginning. And try to focus on it from what might it be? What are the possibilities within this beginning? What might this look like versus, you know, oh, it makes me so stressful. Oh, I'm always this nervous. This is how I always am when I start something. Your story can change. So
totally agree with that. I will echo everything that you're saying.
Do we leave anything on the table? Anything else that we wanted to talk about?
No, I don't think so. I think like, I like these, this was your idea. So I'm giving you all the credit of like these themed words, and you know, beginning is a good word to start out with for us, since like, this is the beginning of this season of the podcast and it's Rosh Hashanah, like we talked about earlier. And I think it's just like nice to have something to kind of like structure our conversations around, something that a lot of people can relate to. They're pretty like universal topics. And I just think this was a good episode. I'm vibing.
Thanks. It's the anchor, the way to anchor it. So if any of you have anything that you wanted to share, please, you know, get in touch with us, send us a message or something. We would love to hear your thoughts on beginnings, where you struggle. Maybe we'll put one of those things out this week, like with those scales where you move that thing over on our Instagram, so people can kind of do some of those. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
yes, I'm confused what exactly you would want to be done with that.
Well, we can make this up, but I think that could be fun. Maybe we get some people to share their feelings on beginnings and what they do to help make beginnings easier. So, all right. Okay. So let's now go into what we're into for the week.
Awesome. Okay. I guess I'll start.
You start.
So yeah. So what I'm into, well, I've actually been into it for a little while. I know I've shared this plenty of times, but I am terrible at watching TV. It takes me a long time to get through shows because I'm like never, I don't know, it's like never like on the top of my list to like when I have free time to like watch a show. And I, but I also like, there's all these people going, watch this, and it's kind of overwhelming for me. But like, I do want to watch things, I just like don't prioritize it, which is why it never happens. And sometimes like in the past, it's literally taken me years to watch shows, but I don't want to be that like that. But in the last few months, I've been watching Sex and the City, and I'm on season 3, and I really like it. I've watched like a couple episodes in the last couple of days, which is why I like was kind of top of mind for this little segment. But if you haven't watched it, I highly recommend. I feel like most of our listeners probably that are like around your age, mom, like probably have all watched it. But if you're my age and you haven't, definitely give it a watch. It's obviously like a little like outdated, but I think for its time, it's like so like modern and revolutionary, and like some of the ideas for like the 90s, like when this show was made. It's HBO, so it's a little like, it's a little steamy, but it's good. And I think, you know, those women, I mean, they're pretty inspiring sometimes. Sometimes they make some pretty dumb choices and they say some dumb stuff. But like overall, the point of the show, I feel like it's supposed to be like a, you know, feminist perspective and on like dating and, you know, New York City and all of that. And I really like it. I think there's a lot to like talk about with it too. Like I listen to a lot of podcasts about Sex and City.
When Sarah Jessica Parker would always describe it, she would always say that New York was an actual, like was actually a character of the show. So like, not that it is, but it's, you know, they considered it because it's like, it takes place in New York and like the, just the whole scene and just, you know, it just was a character. They considered it like a fifth girl on the show. Not really, but.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely like a focal point of the show, and it's like all of my favorite shows, I feel like, take place in New York City, which is like, I don't know, like it makes me just want to like go there so badly.
We've got to go there. Welcome to New York. It's been waiting
for us
for sure. So my, what I'm into, is, and I was going to, you know, I couldn't decide last week, but this is my, what I'm into for the week is the author Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Heck yeah. TJR stands rise.
For sure. So I am reading, I guess this is my third book that I am currently reading of hers. Is that
fourth?
My fourth. Oh, really? Oh yeah. It's my fourth. So I've read
in the last only few weeks. Like, this is crazy for you.
I know. I'm like, I'm so into her, and I've listened to different interviews with her. I think she's so great. She's also a Swiftie, which we love.
And she's an incredible writer.
Her books are amazing. The first one I read was The Seven Wives of Evelyn Hugo.
Husband.
Oh, my God. Seven husbands. Such a weird, so Freudian.
And who recommended that one to you?
Of course you did. I love it. I know, you know, so that's a great book. Daisy Jones and the Six. I'm, like, obsessed with that, too. Malibu Rising is her most recent book. And now I am reading the one of her older books called After I Do, and I'm not sure when this book was written actually.
So I don't know like the dates. I only know like the recent dates because those came out like
right. But she's amazing, and I highly recommend if any of you guys are looking for something to read, picking up one of her books. Any of them, yeah, they're all good.
I think they're great books to like if you're not a reader that would like totally get you into reading because of her like. Her character development and, like, her world building. Sorry, I'm using a lot of, like, creative writing terminology. But, like, she just makes these, like, just, like, amazing, like, worlds that you can, like, immerse yourself into when reading. And you feel like you know these characters so well. Because she does such a good job of, like, introducing you to that world. And, like, the plots are so intricate. And they all kind of connect, too. Which is, like, another thing that I think is so cool about her. She's so intentional, you know.
Right. And she does a lot of research before writing. So she'll spend like a month, she said, like even before she starts to write, is like just immersing herself in research about whatever topic. So like her Malibu Rising book has like a backdrop of like Malibu and surfing and surf culture. And like, you know, took place, you know, the setting was the 80s. And so like learning all the music from the 80s and like popular things. And can you hear Jack ringing bells? Jack always wants to appear on this podcast, guys, my dog. Anyway, So it takes her like a month to kind of do that research and dig into that. And she's just an incredible writer. And I'm obsessed with her. So really into that.
Yeah. And her books have definitely shifted. Like her first couple books, I think she has 7 books or 8 books. And her first couple of books were more like rom-com-y, like romance more so. And like, I would say all of her more recent books do have like a romance element, but I would say they also are like very based, like you said, historical fiction and all of that. So that's what I think makes them like really stand out.
She's great. So that's what I'm into. Some good what I'm into is this week, right?
Yeah, I really support both of our decisions on this week's.
It's good. That's good. So thank you all so much for listening. Look at our time. We did a good job.
We did great, guys.
Yep.
No clapping. I'm sorry.
I was looking, you know, at this time ticking away going, okay, we've got to keep this condensed and this condensed. And I think we did
really good this week. Last week was not our strongest, but I think it was just like first time back. Like now we're back in the swing and like this is good. This is prime time.
So thank you so much for listening and tuning in today to our LMLD episode. Please share with your friends. Tell other people about us. And you know, come back for more. Come back next week.
Yeah. Great review. Subscribe. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and take care of yourself and others. And we hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Bye.